Well, the day after it won the Best Picture for a comedy or musical at the Golden Globes, The Artist sold out its 7 o'clock screening at the Landmark E Street Cinema. And WTOP's own film guru, Jason Fraley, was there.
I couldn't help but smile. A black and white silent film from France had just sold out a theater in 2012 America. If you're still leery about seeing a silent film, don't be. The gimmick plays perfectly into the plot, where silent movie star George Valentin worries that talking pictures will ruin his career. We've seen this story before with Sunset Boulevard.
They opened their big mouths, and out came talk.
And Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, what's the matter, all right?
The jazz singer, that's what's the matter, the jazz singer.
But writer-director Michel Hazanavicius brilliantly exposes the filmmaking process, tricking us with title cards, shocking us with simple sound effects, and referencing everything from Vertigo to Citizen Kane. I still prefer The Purple Rose of Cairo and Cinema Paradiso, but The Artist is full of heart, charm, and the best trained dog I've ever seen. Starring Jean Dujardin, John Goodman, and Berenice Bejo, the film has all the buzz of an Oscar contender. The public gives it an 8.5 on IMDb. The critics give it a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, calling it from both sides of the film spectrum. I'm Jason Fraley, giving it 4 out of 4 stars.
Not bad.
Well done.
Nicely done. For
yeah,
more on the artist.
He did good, didn't he?
He did. You can get more at WTOP.com. Jason will break down the film's clever directing techniques, explain why a Hitchcock leading lady felt violated by the film's music.
Yeah, if he gets us some nice popcorn and